Armagh, Ireland. While not a Catholic himself, Philip Adler has joined the throngs of visitors to the Pope's wartime refuge. "My wife is Bavarian," he explains in the bar of our hotel. "She had to make the pilgrimage to St. Patrick's Cathedral." This is his first time away from Germany since the end of the war. Our meeting is accidental. He does not object to my recorder.
"Hamburg was heavily infested. They were in the streets and the buildings, pouring out of the Neue Elbtunnel. We tried to blockade it with civilian vehicles, but they were squirming through any open space, like bloated, bloody worms. Refugees were also all over. They'd come from as far away as Saxony, thinking they could escape by sea. The ships were long gone. The port was a mess. We had over 1,000 trapped in the Reinholds Aluminium Werk, and at least triple that at the Eurokai terminal. No food, no clean water, just waiting to be rescued with the dead swarming outside, and I don't know how many infected inside. The harbor was choked with corpses, but corpses that were still moving. We'd blasted them into the harbor with anti-riot water cannons. It saved ammo, and it helped to keep the streets clear. It was a good idea, until the pressure in the hydrants died. We'd lost our commanding officer 2 days earlier. Freak accident. One of our men had shot a zombie that was almost on top of him. The bullet had gone right through the creature's head, taking bits of diseased brain tissue out the other end and into the colonel's shoulder. Insane, huh? He turned over sector command to me before dying. My first official duty was to put him down. I'd set up our command post in the Renaissance Hotel. It was a decent location. Good fields of fire with enough space to house our own unit and several hundred refugees. My men, those not involved in holding the barricades, were attempting to perform these conversions on similar buildings. With the roads blocked and trains inoperative, I thought it's best to sequester as many civilians as possible. Help would be coming. It was just a question of when it would arrive. I was about to organize a detail to scrounge for converted hand-to-hand weapons. We were running low on ammunition when the order came to retreat. This was not unusual. Our unit had been steadily withdrawing since the first days of the panic. What was unusual, though, was the rally point. Division was using map grid coordinates the first time since the trouble began. Up until then, they had simply used civilian designations on an open channel. This was so refugees could know where to assemble. Now it was a coded transmission from a map we hadn't used since the end of the Cold War. I had to check the coordinates 3 times to confirm. They put us at Schafstedt, just north of the Nord-Ostsee Canal. Might as well be fucking Denmark. We also were under strict orders not to move the civilians. Even worse, we were ordered not to inform them of our departure. This didn't make any sense. They wanted us to pull back to Schleswig-Holstein, but leave the refugees behind? They wanted us just to cut and run? There had to be some kind of mistake. I asked for confirmation. I got it. I asked again. Maybe they got the map wrong, or had shifted codes without telling us. It wouldn't be their first mistake. I suddenly found myself speaking to General Lang, commander of the entire Northern Front. His voice was shaking. I could hear it even over the shooting. He told me the orders were not a mistake, that I was to rally what was left of the Hamburg garrison and proceed immediately north. This isn't happening, I told myself. Funny, huh? I could accept everything else that was happening. The fact that dead bodies were rising to consume the world, but this? Following orders that would indirectly cause a mass murder. Now, I'm a good soldier, but I'm also a West German. You understand the difference? In the East, they were told that they were not responsible for the atrocities of the Second World War. That as good communists, they were just as much a victim of Hitler as anyone else. You understand why the skinheads and proto-fascists were mainly in the East? They did not feel the responsibility of the past, not like we did in the West. We were taught since birth to bear the burden of our grandfather's shame. We were taught that even if we wore a uniform, that our first sworn duty was to our conscience, no matter what the consequences. That is how I was raised. That is how I responded. I told Lang that I could not in good conscience obey this order, that I could not leave these people without protection. At this he exploded. He told me that I would carry out my instructions, or I, and more importantly, my man, would be charged with treason and prosecuted with Russian efficiency. And this is what we have come to, I thought. We'd all heard of what was happening in Russia. The mutinies, the crackdowns, the decimations. I looked around at all these boys, 18, 19 years old, all tired and scared, and fighting for their lives. I couldn't do that to them. I gave the order to withdraw.
How did they take it?
There were no complaints, at least not to me. They fought a little amongst themselves. I pretended not to notice. They did their duty.
What about the civilians?
We got everything we deserved. Where are you going? They shouted from the buildings. Come back, you fucking cowards! I tried to answer. No, we are coming back for you, I said. We are coming back tomorrow with more men. Just stay where you are. We'll be back tomorrow. They didn't believe me. Fucking liar, heard one woman shout. You're letting my baby die! Most of them didn't try to follow. Too worried about the zombies in the streets. A few grabbed onto our tanks. They tried to force their way down the hatches. We knocked them off. We had to button up as the ones trapped in the building started throwing things, lamps, furniture, down on us. One of my men was hit with a bucket filled with human waste. I heard a bullet clang off the hatch of my Marder. On our way out of the city, we passed the last of our new rapid reaction stabilization units. They had been badly mauled earlier in the week. I didn't know it at the time, but they were one of those units classified as expendable. They were detailed to cover our retreat to prevent too many zombies or refugees from following us. They were ordered to hold to the end. Their commander was standing through the cupola of his Leopard. I knew him. We'd served together as part of the NATO's IFA in Bosnia. Maybe it's melodramatic to say he saved my life, but he did take a Serbian's bullet that I'm sure was meant for me. The last time I saw him was in a hospital in Sarajevo, joking about getting out of this madhouse those people called a country. Now here we were, passing on the shattered Autobahn, the heart of our homeland. We locked eyes, traded salutes. I ducked back into the tank and pretended to study my map so the driver wouldn't see my tears. When we get back, I told myself, I'm going to kill that son of a bitch.
General Lang.
I had it all planned. I would not look angry, not give him any reason to worry. I'd submit my report and apologize for my behavior. Maybe he'd want to give me some kind of pep talk, trying to explain or justify our retreat. Good, I thought. I'd listen patiently, put him at ease. Then when he rose to shake my hand, I'd draw my weapon and blow his eastern brains against the map of what used to be our country. Maybe his whole staff would be there. All the other little stooges who were just following orders. I'd get them all before they took me. It would be perfect. I wasn't going to just goose-step my way into hell like some good little Hitlerjugend. I'd show him and everyone else what it meant to be a real deutscher Soldat.
But that's not what happened.
No. I did manage to make it into General Lang's office. We were the last unit across the canal. He'd waited for that. As soon as the report came in, he'd sat down at his desk, signed a few final orders, addressed and sealed a letter to his family, then put a bullet through his brain. Bastard. I hate him even more now than I did on the road from Hamburg.
Why is that?
Because I now understand why we did what we did, the details of the Prochnow plan.
Wouldn't this revelation engender sympathy for him?
Are you kidding? That's exactly why I hate him. He knew that this was just the first step of a long war, and we were going to need men like him to help win it. Fucking coward. Remember what I said about being beholden to your conscience? You can't blame anyone else. Not the plan's architect, not your commanding officer, no one but yourself. You have to make your own choices, and live every agonizing day with the consequences of those choices. He knew this. That's why he deserted us, like we deserted those civilians. He saw the road ahead. a steep, treacherous mountain road. We'd all have to hike that road, each of us, dragging the boulder of what we've done behind us. He couldn't do it. He couldn't shoulder the weight.